Good morning. My guest today is David Poe, who is with the Wayward Winds Quintet, and you have a show coming up at the Sevastopol Center for the Arts on March 17th. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Good to have you. Now, the Sevastopol Center for the Arts has a monthly concert series showcasing great musicians, and you will be there on March 17th. Tell me about what the show's all about.
Sure. So we're going to do a woodwind quintet show, and so the composition of a woodwind quintet is a flute player, oboe, bassoon, horn, and clarinet. And we're going to do quite a wide variety of a program where we'll have several composers that we're going to be performing their works, ranging from the early 1800s all the way up to the 1900s.
And I take it that this isn't your first time performing together with the other members. We've
performed
together
many times before. We think of ourselves as serious amateur musicians. We're not professional musicians, but we do play and perform quite often. A lot of our performances are at retirement centers in the area. We do perform publicly as well, such as the Sevastopol program that we're going to be doing. So we enjoy doing it.
Fantastic. Well, tell me about who's in the group and what are they playing?
Okay, very good. So Kathy Jacobs is our flute player, and she actually lives in Sevastopol. Neil Herring is also the clarinet player, and he's the organizer of the group, and he lives in Sevastopol as well. Ruth Johnson, who is the oboist, also a Sevastopol player. And Kelly Stewart is the high school band instructor at Annaly High School in Sevastopol. So I'm the outlier. I play horn, and I live in Santa Rosa, so I'm the commuter.
Wonderful. And so the material you'll be performing, you say, is very diverse, from Baroque to contemporary. So
correct.
Who are some of the composers?
Yeah, so let me give you just an example of some of the composers that we're doing. So we're doing one by Adrian Bartha. Adrian was born in 1828 and died towards the end of that century. French composer. We're going to do a piece called Passacaglia from him. One signature piece that we're going to do is the Rondo movement of Beethoven's Quintet Opus 71, which is quite a popular quintet, and in that particular one, because it was written when it was, the horn part that I'll be playing will be on a natural horn, so it's the valveless horn that they used in that period, so I'm going to be playing that for that movement. We're also going to do, among others, an August Klugart, K-L-U-G-H-A-R-D-T piece. That's his performance, or his quintet, Opus 79, which is quite a signature piece. Mm-hmm. So, and there's some others that we're doing. We're going to finish with a piece by William Ryden, which is a 1900s piece about birds. So it's going to be different movements representing different birds.
Wow. And all of these pieces were written for the wind, for a wind quintet.
They were written specifically for woodwind quintet.
Excellent. Yeah. So how will people go about getting tickets? And
sure. So tickets are at the door.
Okay.
And the performance will start at 7:30 at the Sevastopol Arts Center. And it's open to anybody who'd like to come, and we'd welcome their participation.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful night. And the Sevastopol Center for the Arts is located at 282 South High Street in Sevastopol, and their phone number is 707-829-4797. The website is sebarts.org or sebarts.org. And once again, for the listeners, the date of the performance is March 17th, St. Patrick's Day.
Correct.
And
wear green.
And drink green. It's at 7:30. And my guest has been David Poe. So, David, thank you. I hope you'll come back and talk to us again soon. And it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful show. And all right, well, have a great time. Thanks for coming to
the show. Thank you, Michael. Okay.
Thanks for listening. I'm Michael O'Brien, filling in for Roland this morning on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.